Eugene is well known for its bicycle culture and many enthusiasts. As KLCC's Nathan Bouquet reports, since the pandemic, more and more local residents are taking up biking as a means of transportation and recreation.
Much of Eugene's infrastructure is designed for bicyclists, with full lanes and roads dedicated to two-wheeled transportation. Nearly every neighborhood is home to a bicycle shop and a bike share station, and every year, Eugene bikers participate in the World Naked Bike Ride. According to Bicycle Way of Life's manager, Andrew Neal, biking has only become more popular since the coronavirus pandemic shut down most public areas and businesses in March. Neal says people were looking for a way to bide their time and spend their newly received stimulus money.
People were thinking about either doing a staycation or doing local stuff, and then they're looking at ways to get around and getting into bikes again. And then we had the stimulus check kick in, and then that really anything under $1,000, $600, $800 bikes were just gone pretty darn fast.
Now, employees at bike shops are working longer days to keep up with the demand for new bicycles and repairs. Neal says it's as if peak season began in early spring, months earlier than in previous years.
We were prepared shop-wise. We weren't prepared mentally to like, oh, we are on it, we are ready to go kind of thing. It's been a big push to have to go just full gas since March.
Jen Champion says she heard Eugene was super bike-friendly before moving from Wisconsin 2 years ago. She was at Arriving by Bike getting fitted for her first bicycle in nearly 35 years.
I have looked online, and a lot of bikes are sold out online. I think that I started to do too much research and things got confusing, so I wanted to step out and actually speak with someone in person and ride a couple bikes. Plus, I wanted to go local.
Champion says an advantage of going to a local shop with a showroom is many bicycles are already customized. She says if you're trying to buy online or at larger sporting goods stores, you'll likely need to buy all of the attachments yourself, and the pickings are slim.
One of the really nice things about Arriving by Bike is the fenders were on, the kickstand was on, the reflectors were on, and all of that came inclusive with my bike.
With more Eugenians buying up showroom bikes, many shops have less to offer. Though Arriving by Bike's owner Paul Moore has a large backstock of bicycles and parts, he is worried about a looming worldwide industry shortage. Moore says there's no backup supply.
All the biggest factories for bicycles are in China and in Taiwan. And the fact that China had shut down most of those factories for probably a month, maybe 6 weeks, maybe 2 months, back in February, March, that meant that there was already going to be a shortage.
Moore expects people to continue buying bicycles for the rest of the summer season, but isn't sure when he'll be able to obtain new bikes and parts from wholesalers.
At first I thought, well, we don't need more staff because we're going into this pandemic. Every other shop in Portland, everywhere else, everybody needs staff. So anybody who's a bicycle mechanic who has some experience who wants to be working has got a job already.
While it is unclear how the bicycle industry will fare for the rest of the pandemic, Eugene bikers will likely continue riding as if nothing had changed. Nathan Bouquet, KLCC News.